Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen. It's the 5th of September today, and it's the day the kids are back in school, and they were actually quite excited about it. It was funny, really. I thought, as usual, they get up really early in the holidays, and then once it's school, they sleep in, but oh no! When I got up, they were both already in school uniform, so definitely very excited. Still didn't quite make it to, continue a minute. Right, and I'm back. I was just going to report that because it's raining, we haven't really had a chance to catch up with anyone because everybody rushed off in this miserable weather. But just as I said that, someone did catch up with me, so I'm going to have to make my way home now. Because now I've been rather longer than I expected to be, because I still have some work to do today. Well, some hoovering, which I never got around to yesterday. And I want to go and get some fish. But that's all in a separate booth, so I don't need to report that here. Bit awkward, my bag's still quite heavy because I've got the umbrellas in there. So that was the holidays. My goodness, it's gone really quickly actually. But then again, term time goes quickly too, and last week felt very much like getting ready for the new year. So doing all sorts of sorting out and obviously getting stuff ready for school, and I think we sort of had it already, apart from this morning when Amelia turns up. Where's my fountain pen? Quite literally where you left it. I have no idea. I never see her fountain pen. But I think everything else we got ready. Since Henry's in year three now, we're going to have to make him lunch because the government's program of free lunch only goes up to year two. So there's more to do on that. And they both need a snack now. So you have to give them, again, that only goes to year two where they get a snack from school. So it's a bit more to do now in the morning, and I have to make sure that I always keep enough fruit and veg around to be able to provide said snacks. And also going back to making packed lunches, because I don't think he likes the school option very much, and he very often had the sandwich. So we've just gone to two school lunches now, and the rest is packed lunch, which is fine because they're on the days where they usually have something that he likes to eat. So we'll do that. I just noticed my rock rose that I moved at the beginning of this year. They only usually come out for one day, those flowers. Part of that bush didn't do so terribly well, so I had to cut off all the dead ones. There's a lot of dead branches on there. But I'm quite pleased to see that one of them has produced a flower, so can't be doing so badly. So that's nice. So this is the new part of the drive where we've been, the drive that got widened. I think it was a year ago actually that we did that, and it took me an awfully long time to fill it up and put some more plants in, even though the bushes that we had before are growing back quite nicely. But there's still a bit of a hole where I ran out of material. So that's one more job I've got to do. Go back to the garden centre and get a bit more to fill up the last bit, and then hopefully put some more plants in there, or just wait for the bushes to grow, really. What else have we been up to? Our new project, because I suppose we haven't done any house improvement this year yet. We always seem to do one project a year, and this year we haven't actually done anything yet. So at the moment we're looking at getting a new front door for various reasons. One of them being that with the new setup we have, I don't really want to be overlooked, which is possible at the moment because it's sort of a half glass door. Also, it doesn't feel terribly secure to me, and I don't know, there's always something broken in a door anyway, but it's a little bit dodgy and very difficult to open and close. And also, it's one of those where you need to lock it, so it's got handles on the inside and outside, which is sort of just a very peculiar English thing. I'm not used to that at all. So basically, if you don't lock the door with a key from the inside, you can still get in from the outside. And we've certainly had that where I've forgotten to lock the key, or the kids were in the garden, came in, and I didn't lock up, and then all of a sudden I had a delivery man standing in the porch. A bit disconcerting. So that'd also be good in case of sort of for fire risk, etc. If you're trying to get out of the house quickly, that you don't have to try and find a key first to open the door. So there's all sorts of considerations going into that, and we spend some time at the weekend looking at doors. And as usual, it's like with our house, nothing is simple, so everything turns into a huge project. So we're still at it, still looking into it, also partly because we can't decide on a design. Okay, fair enough, that's more or less our fault, I guess. So the other thing is I'm getting on with the aquarium, so hopefully I'll get around to going over again to the fish shop, getting some plants, not plants, I've got all the plants now, getting some fish today, because I found out that I could have done that straight away, even though, quite honestly, all the work that has gone into setting up this aquarium, even though I now found out that you could technically do this all in one day, I don't think we would have managed. Took me just over an hour yesterday to plant all the plants. So, I don't know. It's not really... but anyway, that's, as I said, that's a separate series of booze. But it's busy, and I've been trying to do as much stuff as I can, because I know more will come in now with school being back. So we'll see how it goes, I guess. I've probably forgotten something, but hey, this is already way past 5 minutes, so I shall go in and then start all the stuff that I need to do today. And I shall speak to you again soon. This probably qualifies as a ramble day, so I might be able to do that. But at least now school's back, I can actually do that again on my usual way back from school. Even though, having said that, Amelia's technically allowed to go to school and come home by herself. And she was, and sure enough, she was off this morning. Without saying goodbye, she was just off so she could go to school by herself. I'm quite happy to let her go if I see there's nobody parked on the pavement and the way is free. So it's all new. So I've got two children now in Key Stage 2. So that's the last years of primary school. Time flies. I guess lots of children start school this week, so good luck to all of them, and may it be a good school year. And for all of you listening, have a good week, and I hope the weather the weather gets a bit better. It's a bit miserable today. Then again, at least it's not lovely sunshine and we're all thinking, oh, we have to go back to school. We might as well, since it's raining. Right, anyway, really going now. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.